Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include U.S. Secretary of State Tillerson raises the persecution of Falun Gong at Press Conference for International Religious Freedom Report. Munich, Germany, raising awareness of persecution in China at Marienplatz. Introducing Falun Gong at City to Surf Fun Run in Sydney. Introducing Falun Dafa in central Japan. Liaoning woman given a second prison term for her faith. And Denmark promoting Falun Dafa in three cities. Now for the stories. U.S. Secretary of State Tillerson raises the persecution of Falun Gong at press conference for International Religious Freedom Report. The U.S. 2016 report on international religious freedom was released at a press conference in Washington on August 15, 2017. China is among the 10 countries of particular concern for its severe religious persecution. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson specifically mentioned the persecution of Falun Gong, noting that in 2016, dozens of Falun Gong members have died in detention. In Tillerson's remarks, he said that freedom of religion is a core American value under the Constitution's First Amendment, as well as a universal human right. Yet close to 80% of the world's population cannot fully enjoy such freedom. He said, "Where religious freedom is not protected, we know that instability, human rights abuses, and violent extremism have a greater opportunity to take root." He said that the Trump administration is committed to addressing these conditions, and the State Department will continue to advocate for people with faith. In China, he noted, the government tortures, detains, and imprisons thousands for practicing their religious beliefs. Dozens of Falun Gong members have died in detention. Policies that restrict Uyghur Muslims and Tibetan Buddhists' religious expression and practice have increased. In the report's preface, President Trump writes that, from the beginning, America has been a place that has cherished the freedom of worship. Sadly, many around the globe do not enjoy this freedom. He wishes that good people of all faiths, Christians and Muslims and Jewish and Hindu, can follow their hearts and worship according to their conscience. The report stated, according to Falun Gong, 80 practitioners died either in custody or shortly following their arrest during the year. The report quoted the Duihua Foundation that at least 3,403 Falun Gong practitioners were imprisoned and 330 were detained as a result of religious activities. The International Religious Freedom Act of 1998 requires the U.S. State Department to release an annual report on international religious freedom. The report does not target any particular country. It presents specific data for the benefit of Congress and the administration as a resource to help them administer foreign aid, diplomatic resources, and refugee applications.
Munich, Germany, raising awareness of persecution in China at Marienplatz. Falun Gong practitioners in Munich gathered at Marienplatz in the city center on August 12th to inform the public of the ongoing persecution of the meditation practice in China. In addition to demonstrating the gentle Falun Gong exercises, the practitioners displayed posters and banners illustrating the mistreatment practitioners in China face for refusing to renounce their belief. Many pedestrians stopped for more information. Some read the handouts, talked with practitioners, and signed petitions calling for action against the persecution that would be forwarded to the United Nations. Anna, who works in dental services, was surprised to learn of the brutality practitioners are subjected to in China and asked about the purpose of the petition. A practitioner explained, "Our individual efforts may seem insignificant, but when we work together, our energy as a whole will bring the persecution to an end." Anna nodded and said that the suppression, especially the state-sanctioned harvesting of organs from living practitioners in China, was unacceptable. She said, "It is not something a human being would do." Manfred, a retired medical professional, agreed. Having heard about the atrocity several years ago, he said he felt that forced organ harvesting was a crime against humanity. He also expressed interest in learning Falun Gong after seeing the practitioners doing the gentle, relaxing exercises. Thomas, a retired manager, signed a petition and said he hopes the persecution and organ harvesting crimes would stop soon. Regarding the Falun Gong teachings of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, he said, they are the principles people should follow. Anyone who acts against them is risking their future. Thomas thanks the practitioners for letting more people know about the persecution, saying, what you are doing is giving people an opportunity to change for the better, and people need to do it.
Introducing Falun Gong at City to Surf Fun Run in Sydney. In recent years, Falun Gong practitioners in Sydney have visited the annual City to Surf Fun Run to introduce the ancient Chinese self-improvement practice to the 80,000 attendees from all over the world. The practitioners set up a booth on the route and demonstrated the Falun Gong exercises, passed out materials introducing the practice, and collected petition signatures that call upon the Australian government to take action to help stop China's state-sanctioned killing of practitioners for their organs. This year, the run was held on Sunday, August 13th. Practitioners set up banners along Rose Bay, a main street in Sydney, and demonstrated the exercises. Many runners talked to the practitioners, and some learned the exercises. In 3 hours, more than 100 runners signed a petition that urges Australian lawmakers to ban overseas organ tourism and calls upon the Australian government to investigate forced organ harvesting crimes in China. John from Artarmon was attracted to the gentle movements of the Falun Gong exercises. He left the running group and sat down with practitioners with his legs crossed in the meditation position. A practitioner came over and taught him all 5 sets of exercises. John expressed great interest in continuing the practice and was happy to hear that there was a group exercise site in his area. Ellie from Freshwater also found the exercises appealing. She asked practitioners to take a picture of her in front of the exercise group. Practitioners told her that while the practice uplifts one's body and mind, it has been violently suppressed by the communist regime in China. Ellie condemned the persecution and signed the petition. Soja from Rose Bay has heard about the persecution in China and has signed many petitions in support of practitioners in the past. Today, she came over as soon as she saw the practitioners. She wanted to join the local exercise site at Coogee Beach. Anna from Cabramatta, Sydney, led a group in the run. When she saw the practitioners, she brought the whole team over and encouraged all of them to sign the petition. She told practitioners that she was from Vietnam, another country under communist rule. She thus supported the practitioners' efforts to end the persecution. Edward, a college student, said he was learning the Chinese language. He was shocked after learning of the forced organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners. After signing the petition, he said he would tell his professors about the atrocities.
Introducing Falun Dafa in central Japan. Dafa practitioners took part in civic events in several Japanese cities this past week to introduce Falun Dafa and raise awareness of the persecution in China. Practitioners participated in a parade in Kurum on August 4th. The city of Kurum has instituted the Nature and Water Festival to celebrate the abundance of natural resources in the area. The parade is a highlight of the annual Nature and Water Festival, a 3-day celebration held each summer. This August marked the 46th year for the festival. The Falun Dafa group participated in the festival parade with an exercise demonstration and dancers dressed as celestial maidens. The parade MC introduced Falun Dafa several times along the parade route. Many spectators took photos and videos and showed their appreciation by waving. People were pleased to accept the flyers and especially appreciated the beautiful handmade paper lotus flowers. A Chinese woman among the spectators was surprised to see Falun Dafa represented in the parade. She said, "I didn't know that Japanese people practiced Falun Gong. Where are you from?" A practitioner told her that Falun Dafa is popular in more than 100 countries and regions around the world. The principles of the practice, truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance, are accepted universally, and it is only the Chinese Communist Party that persecutes Falun Dafa. The practitioner urged the woman to read the flyers and learn how the CCP has slandered this traditional spiritual practice. The woman said she would and noted that many of her Chinese friends who joined her that day were already reading the flyers. Many local residents also expressed interest in learning the exercises and encouraged the practitioners to continue their opposition to the persecution. Practitioners held a parade in Nagoya on August 5th to introduce Falun Gong and draw attention to the persecution in China. Practitioners from surrounding areas did the exercise as a group in Sake Park in downtown Nagoya. They then held a parade through the most bustling area of the city. The parade was led by the Tianguo Marching Band, composed entirely of Falun Dafa practitioners. Behind the band were practitioners carrying banners worded, "Falun Dafa is good, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and stop the persecution of Falun Gong." After the parade in Nagoya, the practitioners traveled to Yokkaichi for a second parade and band performance in the city's 54th annual celebration.
Liaoning woman given a second prison term for her faith. A woman from Lingguan City was recently sentenced to a 4-year prison term for talking to people about Falun Gong, a spiritual discipline being persecuted by the Chinese Communist regime. Ms. Wang Yangchu, in her 40s, was arrested on October 12, 2016, and tried on May 18, 2017. She is now appealing her case. Ms. Wang credits Falun Gong for returning her to health and saving her marriage. As such, she never shied away from exposing the illegal persecution of Falun Gong. Her simple act landed her in police custody repeatedly, and she was sentenced to 3 years in prison back in 2002. The abuse she suffered in prison resulted in premature menopause, crushing her hopes of having a second child. Ms. Wang was first arrested after the persecution began on July 20, 1999, and was arrested again in early 2001. Ms. Wang was forced to live away from home in autumn 2002 after police threatened to arrest her again. She later went to Tiananmen Square to appeal against the persecution. She was arrested and detained in a Beijing detention center before being taken back to her city and held at the Lingguan City Detention Center. She was sentenced to 3 years in prison about 8 months later. She served her time at the Shenyang City Women's Prison, where she was forced to do hard labor without pay and given meager amounts of food. The local school refused to admit her son due to her imprisonment. Now in his 20s, the young man has never received a formal education. Ms. Wang was seized from her home in August 2012. The police tried to alter a photo of Ms. Wang to make it look like she was hanging a banner bearing a Falun Gong message, but their attempt to frame her was defeated by her family. She was detained for 15 days and had 5,400 yuan extorted from her before being released. The local detention center refused to accept the winter clothes her family sent to her following her latest arrest in October 2016.
Denmark, promoting Falun Dafa in three cities. Activities were held in three cities around Denmark over the last few weeks to promote the peaceful spiritual practice of Falun Dafa and to raise awareness of organ harvesting atrocities and the persecution in China. In the city of Odense, hometown of famous writer Hans Christian Andersen, the Falun Dafa activity was held in a beautiful park located near the railway station in the center of the city. On August 10th, practitioners set up banners reading Falun Dafa and Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance, and demonstrated their peaceful exercises in the park. Several student groups were also holding activities in the park that day, and some of them came to try out Falun Gong too. Passersby also learned about the illicit organ harvesting targeting prisoners of conscience in China and were shocked. Many signed a petition condemning the atrocities and demanding an immediate stop to the persecution of Falun Dafa. Practitioners held a similar event in a commercial area of the city of Weijilay on August 11th. Many of the residents in this small city had not heard of Falun Dafa or the persecution in China. However, people needed little explanation to understand the evils of the persecution and were eager to sign the petition to condemning state-sanctioned forced organ harvesting in China. A man riding a bike stopped to talk to the practitioners. He and his wife had worked in China for 1 year and had first-hand experience of how the Chinese people lack freedom of speech and how news is aggressively censored in China. He had read some books about Falun Dafa and knew the practice was very good, but he didn't understand why the Chinese Communist Party wanted to persecute such a group of honest people. The practitioners explained the situation in China, and the man signed the petition saying he wanted to read Falun Gong books again. Practitioners went to Aarhus, the second largest city in Denmark, on August 12th. 5 residents learned the exercises in the morning. They heard of the activity from friends and from a health expo in another city. They commented that the exercises made them feel comfortable and a strong energy field, leaving them relaxed and content.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.